Nobody in Canadian rodeo celebrates with more energy and joy than steer wrestler Craig Weisgerber. The 36-year-old had lots to celebrate this weekend as he was victorious at the 112th Bruce Stampede, added a third-place check at the Medicine Hat Stampede, an SMS Equipment Pro Tour stop, and picked up an eighth-place slice of the Rockyford Lions Pro Rodeo Pie as well. The win at the Bruce Stampede marked the fifth time Weisgerber has won the iconic one-day event and prompted a cartwheel from the veteran en route to the presentation. The $4,385 in weekend earnings will vault him from 24th place going into the weekend into a spot, and officially, in or near the top 12, a position that if he is able to maintain, would earn him a return trip to the CFR. What makes his season earnings total of $13,616 all the more impressive is the fact that all of that money has been won in July, as the Pinoca resident didn't start his season until his hometown rodeo, the Pinoca Stampede. "Pinoca was my first one. I was on hiatus," Weisgerber acknowledged. "I'd been at home taking care of kids and working a movie and helping out at the farm, but I couldn't not enter Pinoca. I put all my irons in the fire at Pinoca and thought if I do good I'll keep going. I entered Teepee Creek and Bowden just in case. But now I'm entered up at everything and going for that CFR spot." The success of Pinoca with a couple of long-go wins that brought in over $9,200 forced a rethinking of Weisgerber's long-term strategy. "Yeah, I've definitely had to change my plans for the summer," Weisgerber chuckled. "But after Pinoca I had some rough luck. I think I only got one steer jumped, so this weekend I just wanted to get everything thrown down. But I ended up getting the right draws and I guess the game plan worked. One steer at a time, that's all I can do right now." If that game plan keeps working, fans will no doubt be treated to more of the signature Weisgerber celebrations. And one veteran steer wrestler just might turn entering his hometown rodeo into a return trip to the Canadian Finals Rodeo. Another timed event competitor who has been on a heater is breakaway roper Bobby Henderson. Following up on her success on the Eastern Swing, she won both Morris and Kennedy, the 21-year-old Alex Alta. Cowgirl added another win to her 2025 resume. Henderson topped the field at Medicine Hat with a 2.9-second run on the final day for a $1,648 win, keeping her solidly in the top five as she battles for a return trip to the CFR. Henderson gives a lot of the credit for her success to her 10-year-old mare, Grey Ashes Olena, aka Popcorn, who recently returned to action after being on stall rest for a few weeks after a suspensory injury at Pinoca. "It's great to be back on her," Henderson noted. "She's been so good and she's really fun to ride." The reigning Maple Leaf Circuit champion noted, "It's kind of cool. I picked her up on my way to the Maple Leaf Circuit Finals 3 years ago, and then last fall I won the Circuit Finals on her." And the winning continues for Henderson and Popcorn as the duo is reunited after Popcorn's injury.